Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Good afternoon, everybody. Grain futures here for you. We have wheat sharply lower here on the day. Corn and beans lower as well after this USDA crop report that came out at 11 o'clock. It was, however, a boring report. There wasn't a lot of shocking information on it. There never usually is in this one. All eyes are mostly on outside markets, as you could imagine, kind of what's going on around the world, not so much in our home area here. They left all the U.S. grain ending stocks unchanged. Didn't change a single thing there. World stocks, they shifted a little bit, but ultimately kind of a net zero move for the most part. So starting with wheat, Kansas wheat for May down 13 cents, 606, and May Chicago wheat down 15 at 587. Minneapolis May down 15 cents at 631. September new crop wheat down 13 cents as well at 660. Into the corn market, May corn down 4 cents, 449. December corn down 4¾ at 476. On soybeans for May, we're finding a little green here, up a penny right now, 1197. July still above 12 bucks at 1210, up a penny and a quarter. And November new crop up 3/4 at 1148. Bean oil for May down 79 cents, 65.28. Meal up 3 cents, 314.60. And canola for May down $5.70 at 720.70. That's lower following crude oil, as that has sharply fallen off here too in the last couple hours.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221.
On to the cattle side of things. Today's box beef numbers were 633 higher on choice and select up 378. The feeder index is down 62 cents at 365.77. Today we are looking at April lives up $1.70 right now, 231.80. June's up 230 at 229.62, and August up 212, 227.70. I have not heard any cash sales yet today. Those will be coming later this week. The Greeley, Colorado packing plant strike is very much so happening, but in a different way. They are black right now. That plant is not operating. There was no kill scheduled this week. So what they're doing is they're moving some cattle from that plant that they were scheduled to kill there, moving them to other plants to fill them to capacity. We have way more kill space available right now than we do finished cattle to kill in the United States. So this isn't a huge problem, just a little shifting to get cattle to a place where they can be finished until they figure out the strike. March feeders right now up 212 at 352.90. And May's up 242, 345.37. August up 212 at 344.85. And November's up 247, 338.47. April hogs up $1.17, $96 even. And over here to crude, moving around like crazy here, down $4.50 as I speak at 80.82. Stock market rallying here again up 400 points at 48,100. Dollar index down 11 cents, 98.62. Gold up $90 an ounce at 5,239. Silver up 234 at 89.21. And lastly, Bitcoin up 1,600 a coin here at 70,810. Talk to you guys later.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.